how or why is obesity a risk factor for early onset Alzheimer's disease?
This study really looked at adiposity as a risk factor and not obesity per se.
Adiposity?
Adipocytes or fat cells. So they really looked at an elevated body mass index not reaching obesity. When they looked at being overweight in midlife, that the more overweight that you were, they concluded the earlier onset that you would have of dementia 6 or 7 months earlier than they would have had they not been overweight.
How did they determine this?
They looked at normal brains and autopsy samples and neuroimaging. The imaging part really did not pan out so much. The autopsy samples, they had only 71 people that had actual Alzheimer's dementia. Other people in the autopsy sample of the 191 had other forms of memory impairment, but not Alzheimer's dementia. And they compared that with 75 normal brains on beta amyloid imaging. Beta amyloid is the protein that's laid down in the brain.
It's associated, the plaque.
Yes, the beta amyloid plaque associated with dementia.
Why would being overweight contribute to that?
You know, we can make solid connection between obesity and diabetes, and diabetes and other health risks. But they didn't make a good argument for obesity being directly associated with Alzheimer's dementia. And they definitely said that the people that carry the gene for Alzheimer's dementia, about 10% of them actually developed Alzheimer's dementia, which means 90% did not. And there was no association with BMI and early onset of Alzheimer's dementia, even in those that were positive for the gene.
So we can't establish a direct link. So then what should a person take from this? Because we all know certainly the tendency towards being overweight or even obesity is a major problem in
yes,
this country
are,
and in the world.
There are so many health problems that come with obesity, diabetes, heart disease, osteoarthritis, and we've already seen that diabetes itself is linked to dementia. So I would say there are healthy ways to live and eat that include daily walking or exercise.
Around the neighborhood,
yes,
or
walk
wherever.
Around the neighborhood. That's what I talk to most of my patients about, is walking around their neighborhood and enjoying a healthy diet that takes out some of those bad carbs that are associated with the higher glycemic index and chronic fatigue and can lead to obesity and these other health complications.
For all that we do know about Alzheimer's and early onset Alzheimer's, there's still a lot we don't know.
You have to look at what we do know and just live the healthiest lifestyle that you can. That is the best defense against any disease process.
The other reason I bring this up, though, is that when news comes out about, say, something like obesity being a possible risk factor, it's sort of a fear factor that comes along with this.
I don't think I'm going to put this study in my arsenal when I counsel people on their obesity. I think that I'll continue to talk to them about diabetes, heart disease, other health risks, but Alzheimer's dementia is such a scary topic. And most elderly people will not develop it. And to then scare them with Alzheimer's dementia, they struggle enough with their weight as it is that I really try to focus on a healthy lifestyle and not use a scare tactic like threatening them with the possibility of Alzheimer's dementia, when this study clearly did not make a direct association between obesity and Alzheimer's dementia.
Dr. Bendel, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.